A couple of years ago, I explored where I might be with God, with his calling. And I was very fortunate to be invited to join a certain cohort through the Peterborough Diocese to train to be a lay minister. And yesterday was my final day in terms of gathering with my cohort before we decided where we might go next. As such. And I feel very blessed that God has called me to this, and I'm very blessed in the fact that many of you have talked to me about my ministry and have supported me, and so on. And this September, the Bishop, Bishop Debbie, will be granting me my license to go forward as a lay minister. And that might lead to other paths, potentially to be a reader, and maybe other opportunities. But in the meantime, this last year, we were asked to consider both related maybe to the parish or maybe related to me personally, about where my ministry might be in terms of who I might connect with and so on. Now, obviously, I'm very much hopefully connecting with you, having the opportunity to preach and to say God's word at various times. But there were two things that struck me. One, I felt that I, through my background of being involved with children, I should have some connection there. And secondly, again, it was initially to do with thinking about children, maybe children that had gone astray, that I felt there was going to be a sort of a ministry there. So as some of you know, I have set up a Christian club at Weldon Village Academy, the new academy. This is a secular school, as you know. They're not allowed to have Christian assemblies or any kind of assemblies of that sort. But the headmaster, who I've got to know pretty well as vice chair of governors, he invited me to set up this club. And I have about five or six children that join me. One or two of them are here. They come to this church, which is really good. And hopefully one of them, we're hoping that maybe this June, she will be baptized and confirmed. We'll just have to wait and see. And I'm continuing that, and that's going to continue. It continues every Monday, and I'm meeting lots of young children, and children maybe that'll be coming up from the village school into the academy next year. But the second was a little bit more diverse. I was thinking about maybe how I could support maybe young offenders. That's what I had initially thought about. And so I inquired about how I could be connected maybe with prison. And Kane introduced me to somebody at St. John's Corby, and they then introduced me to something called Prison Fellowship. And Prison Fellowship is a nationwide setup. Its headquarters is in Liverpool, and they have in most parishes prison fellowship groups that do a lot of prayer. It's really focused very much on prayer, praying for prisoners around the country. And about a month ago, I was invited to join the Stamford Fellowship, prison fellowship group. And I went to a couple of meetings, and one or two of them actually do go and visit a prison. They help with Bible study groups, but in particular, they help out on Sundays at a prison. And the prison that you may be aware of, it's just up the A1 from here, is HMP Stockton. And they have a full-time chaplain. And last Sunday, I was invited to be a volunteer to join the service that they have there. Now, HMP Stockton is a Category C prison, fairly high security, and there are 1,250 inmates in that prison. I had no idea what to expect. I had actually, one of my previous jobs, when I was a headmaster, next door to the school that I was running, would you believe it, was a prison? Exactly the same. It was HMP Ramby. And it was again a Category C prison. Anyway, going back to last week, went to Stockton, got through all the security, and I can assure you there was plenty of security, and not allowed to take in this, and not allowed to take in that, etc., etc. Went through all the various gates and doors and so on. And the first thing that struck me was that everybody was just so welcoming. They were really, really pleased to see us, that they're supporting the chaplain, whose name is Tim, and what his mission is in order to help the inmates. And they have this beautiful chapel, really light and bright and so on, and really inviting to worship. And I had no idea what to expect about who the people that I was going to meet and how they would talk to me and so on and so forth. As I said, the guards were very welcoming, prison officers, the volunteers, the other volunteers, there were about four or five of us there last week. And then a few of the inmates started to come in, very casual, just sort of dressed as they were, and so on and so forth. And these were the musicians, they were the band, and they were going to practice. And they went about their practice in a really wonderful way, great sound, I can assure you. The vicar, the chaplain, was actually, he played the guitar. He had a lead guitar, a bass guitar. They had a drummer, had a lead singer. And one of our volunteers was on the piano. And this was around about 9:15. And the service wasn't until 10 o'clock. And so we had to sort of not wait, but we just had to wait for the prisoners to come from the various wings in order for them to come to the service. We didn't know how many people were going to turn up. But by 10 o'clock, that chapel was full. It had about 80 to 90 men that had come in. And every one of them shook my hand. Every one of them took a Bible. Every one of them took a book, a prayer book. Everyone took a service sheet. They were absolutely prepared and ready to listen and to be a part of God's world. And then the service started. And the chaplain obviously knows them very well. I mean, he has a lay chaplain, a volunteer. And they ran the service, and they had a couple of the inmates that sort of read lessons and so on and so forth. And then we had the first hymn. Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. The sound, the sort of the connection, they were really singing their hearts out. It was a really, really moving experience. And throughout the service, it was like this. The way in which they were talking to each other, the prayer, the hymns. I have to say, the sermon didn't, should we say, pull any punches. It really did talk to them about, you're not in a good place here. You've not done the right thing. But God is there. God is prepared to forgive you. God is there to welcome you. God is there waiting for you in his house. And you could really sense that with the prisoners. And so that was, it was really uplifting. And this is why I spoke about it with Newton and to the house group and one or two other people. And they said, why don't I sort of share this with you today? Because it really gave me a sense that God is everywhere, which is what we know. God is there to support whatever's happened in people's lives. And then after the service, we started to talk to a few of these inmates. And they were so humble, and they came to talk to me, and they talked to me about their plans and what had happened. And it's very hard, I couldn't imagine it at all. They had been in prison for over 25 years, 30 years. They'd done some pretty nasty things. But they had hope. It's a small word, isn't that? Hope. And if you remember when Cain talked about that, that was the whole point of the Easter story. Hope. So it really struck me that having listened to Cain the week before and then going to prison last week, there was a real sort of connection with that. And I think we, as a group of people within this church, we pray, we have hope, and we must consider everybody. And I think those prisoners, those inmates, I think they know that the world wants to have hope for them so they may have a future, and they have it through God, through God's calling, and through our blessing and support. So thank you for listening. I will be continuing to support that ministry and see where that develops, as well as with the children, and then obviously continuing to be a part of that ministry and the calling that's here with you at St. Mary's.